Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
96.3 KKLZ, hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 6.03. It is Thursday morning. Carla, we are next in line.
We are next in line, man. Tomorrow is the coveted Friday. But in the meantime, we wait. We wait. We are next in line for the muffin. That's what I call it. The big muffin. The big muffin.
Looking forward to it. I'll tell you that right now.
What is going on?
And I want to tell you.
I have like gremlins in my computer lately.
I noticed that.
Who else has Windows 10? Sorry, not to go off so early this morning. My computer stops. It's flickering.
Yep.
Oh, don't get me started. CES people, help me.
You would think with CES town.
Maybe that's the problem.
You just helped out LG the other night.
Yeah, you think they might, you know what, throw a girl a bone, okay? How about that?
Something.
How about throw a girl a bone and make let me see here, Mike. Yeah, it's not an LG.
No, it's a
GL. I think
right.
It is.
Jeez. Well, a bone was thrown out earlier this morning.
Why?
Miranda Craig, $1,000 richer.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. Oh, you have no idea how much I need this. Thank you so much. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
And now she's off to buy a computer.
You're welcome. Yes.
That will actually work, so.
Hi, Faye. Well, do it fast, because sounds like Uber's going to be flying around soon.
I heard this.
Yeah. They're showing off their new cars at CES. They're flying cars, people. They say that early 2020s.
Wow.
Uber will be flying down to your place to pick you up or sending a ladder. I don't know how that'll work. I don't know.
And it will be a rope ladder.
Yes,
rope ladders that nobody can climb.
You know what? I'm not young anymore. Could you send an old-fashioned car? Could you do that? Oh,
that's all I need.
Send me that beat-up Tesla. Send that over.
I just need to get from A to B.
God.
Sunshine today, high 63. Save for tomorrow, low 60s to high, plenty of sunshine, about 42 outside. By the way, your next chance to score $1,000 and qualify for the $10,000 a little bit later on this morning at about 8 o'clock. And don't forget, just because you didn't win the $1,000, if you entered the correct word within the 15 minutes allotted, you are qualified. You could win the 10K payday.
Yes.
All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Oh, they never last. A very sad divorce, or maybe not so sad. You know who I'm talking about.
All right, we'll talk more about that, plus some other stories after Toto and Hold the Line. 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if anyone here, I think that Morty and myself watched the Surviving R. Kelly documentary. Boy, a big investigation has been launched into the allegations against R. Kelly following the release of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a bad situation. But, it's a documentary series. And boy, did that open a can of worms that had already been opened. And now there's just a lot of proof, and some of it due to himself.
So I asked Morty, I said, so this guy agrees to a documentary.
Yeah.
And now he's upset that all these people are investigating a lot of stuff that came out in the documentary.
Well, I think that because he had a real messed up life, and
right.
I think that maybe, you know, he might have thought, hey, take a look at this and
how
my
I grew
life.
Up.
And people might have had a little more sympathy, but not happening.
Mm-mm.
But, we'll see what happens there. I kind of have a feeling that he's going to spend some time in jail, a long time in jail. Betty White planning a very low-key birthday party, she says. She turns 97.
What?
On January 17th. She's having some friends over for buffet-style Italian food. She likes to get a piano player over, sing show tunes with the gang, and just have some fun. I don't know. That sounds kind of fun to me. So
you know what? That's the best way to go.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Hold on here,
perfect.
Betty. Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
I think this is the version she likes.
Over here.
Oh. Everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
ends our salute to Betty White.
Oh, my gosh. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Man, this is the biggest story, but I must mention it. He and his wife divorcing after 25 years of marriage. Now, I mean, she'll, you know, I'm sure she'll get the house, the car.
Will she be okay?
I hope so. She'll have free shipping for life, I'm sure.
Will he be okay?
She can watch Netflix now.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, soon I think their attorneys are going to be the richest people in the world at
Probably.
This point. Here's the deal. Even if she receives half of his $136 billion fortune,
wow,
she will be the fifth richest person in the world.
Man.
Man, Mike makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. I won.
I just lost the house. I'm good. I'm okay.
Actually, I kept the house.
Yeah, you did.
And then everything crashes.
Oh, man.
But it's coming back.
You're a lucky man,
I'm
Mike.
Very lucky on many levels.
My painfully deep take, that is, for this hour.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Who's on the phone?
Good morning. This is Alfredo. I can help Carla with her computer. Is this her house or are you guys' business?
Oh, no. It's the little computer sitting right in front of me, Alfredo.
Check your wiring. If it's not your wiring, then reboot. Just like if you're brand new, that you have to reboot everything. You have to do like once a month.
Or do what
you're talking about my computer, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking about your computer, not you, darling.
Unplug it, Carla. That's what they always say. Unplug it, yeah.
And plug it back in. I'm going to do it again. I just turned it on, though, Alfredo. I mean, it's been on for a half hour.
You have to reboot at least once a month. If you don't do that, it will act up. It's just like your DirecTV and all that new systems.
Yeah.
Your telephone, you have to reboot once a month.
When in doubt, reboot.
That's exactly it.
All right, Alfredo.
Thank you, Alfredo. I appreciate it.
Yes, if I ever talk about...
Hello?
Alfredo, reboot! Reboot your phone!
Well, Carla had a weird experience yesterday.
Jeez.
Yeah. The local Starbucks. Get into that after Aerosmith, KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6:36. We've talked about this before when you end up going to what you think is your car.
Oh, jeez.
And you try and use the key, doesn't unlock. You're going, what the heck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, your sister-in-law?
My sister-in-law. Years ago, you remember when everybody had the same minivan?
Yeah,
the Dodge Caravan. It was about 20 years ago. She went, she had two of my nieces were still really small, went to her van. And and the key's not working because you had the key at the time. Nothing
is.
Oh, man. So she dug in her purse. She had like something, a small screwdriver digging in the window.
Yeah.
And cannot get it open. And some guy walks out. He's ticked. He's like, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to get in my van. My key's not working. I don't know what's going on. It's because it's not your van. She said, no, this is my van. He's like, no, it's not. And she looked around. She's literally the same spot a row over.
Right.
And she felt horrible.
And she's not the only person this has happened to.
No.
But it was reversed yesterday, John, when Carla made a stop at a Starbucks.
I come outside. And I'm looking, and some guy's kind of standing there looking at his remote, and then I see him trying to open the door, you know, grabbing, because you can open it without, if you have the remote, it'll open automatically. Nothing. Well, it was my car, and I walked over, I said, what are you doing? He said, I can't get my car open, my remote's not working. I said, that's because it's not your car. Yeah, it is. He said, I just bought this. Yeah, I said, me too. I said, I think that's yours. It was on the other side. There was a car next to me. Oh, my God. Oh, geez. But sometimes the remotes work on different cars.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I felt bad because we've all made that mistake or wandered aimlessly looking for our car. But, but it's a weird feeling. And I know Morty went through this recently, too.
Same thing.
Yeah. And you walk out and it's like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, so many cars look alike now.
They do. And you know, come on. I have a white Honda. I mean, come on. You know, it's like...
Does it look like all the other white Hondas?
Yes, exactly.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
Man.
Maybe you should put your face on the Honda.
That's it. You know, I'm going to get a wrap and just get my little head.
Sure.
My car, Anthem. Scram.
Anybody else in this group that's had this happen to you? 702-739-9636. Text or call on the... Talk Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. 9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Earlier, we were talking about what happened to you at the Starbucks.
Yes.
A guy mistakenly trying to get in your car, thinking it was his car.
Yes.
And it always happens the other way. Very rarely does it happen that way.
Right. Well, Barbara says, I drive a gold Honda, Carla, older model. Unbelievable how many times a week I walk up to the wrong gold Honda. Kevin says, I had something similar a number of years ago. I walked into the parking structure. My car was there.
Uh-huh.
Found some guy trying to get into his car. He was locked out. Same make and model as mine. Pulled out my key fob, pressed the button, shazam, opened his car for him.
Seriously?
Yes. See?
Morty, what happened to you?
That scares me.
I walked out to my car, and a guy was trying to get into my car. He thought it was his.
Yeah.
And then fought with me, saying that it was his.
He argued with you?
For 5 minutes.
Oh.
And did you have to say, and prove something? And say,
yeah, I finally realized I could just unlock my car and prove it to him. I said, I'm on the fifth floor. He goes, no, I'm on the fifth floor. Drove down to the fourth floor, and I waved at him while
as he was driving by.
Getting into his car.
Listen to this. Carla, Tori says, I went to the wrong house to change clothes real quick one time. My friend lived right next to his parents. I thought I was running into his house to change clothes. Real quick. No, it was old school Vegas. Nobody locked their doors.
Right.
But he said, you know, I didn't know. Went in, went to change my clothes. It was like, whoa, wait a second. This isn't the right house. So there you go. And then he says, go Knights, go. Looking for 8 in a row.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7:05. Last hour talking about poor Carla. Buys a new car. Pretty proud of it.
Yeah.
Comes out of a Starbucks. Finds a guy trying to, not break in, but thinking it's his car.
Get into his car, yes.
Elizabeth's on the phone. One more call about this. Elizabeth, what happened to you?
When I was in grade school, my best friend's brother drove a really nice Camaro. Mom was driving it, went to the grocery store, came out, was trying to get into the wrong really nice Camaro. And the lady walks up to her and she's like, you know, that's my car. Mrs. Larson's like, oh my God, you're right. And the lady says, don't worry about it. She said, I did it last week. I got in and drove around the block 3 times before I realized it wasn't mine.
Oh my gosh.
You mean the key worked?
Yes. Back in the 70s.
That's right.
Three keys for all their cars.
I love how you go, and Mrs. Larson.
Mrs. Larson. I know. That was the best.
Because as a kid, that's how you referred to.
Yes.
Exactly. Well,
your friend's
anymore, but way back
right.
then, yeah.
Oh, please. Oh, that's hilarious.
You know what? Not to get off the topic, but my neighbor, Steve, his dad lives on our block.
Right.
And I still call him Mr. Nation.
Hi, Mr. Nation.
Yeah. And Steve goes, you call my dad Mr.? And I go, that's how I was raised.
Yeah. Mike, you're 20 years younger than my dad.
Yeah. Mr. Larson hated being called Mr. Larson because he always turned around and looked for his dad when he said Mr. Larson.
Right, I get it.
Yeah. Called him coach.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. Great call.
Thanks.
You have a good day. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
I have to give you one more. Cindy said, I went shopping with my mother-in-law. Said she was tired, wanted to go just sit back in the van. Gave her the keys. She went in the wrong van. It was open. She got in, sat down, couldn't find her for 30 minutes. Thank God the owner never came out. She's 80. I never told my husband, please shoot me if I get this way.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God nothing happened.
Ma?
Yeah. All right. Just a few things we think you should know. We're going to do that after Dan Hartman. I Can Dream About You. 96.3 KKLZ. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, I got some news for you. Study Public Health Institute in Berkeley, California. They say that flossing with Oral-B Glide Floss causes a toxic chemical buildup in the body and can leak and turn into cancer.
What?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of it. But it's the same stuff they put on, like, nonstick pans.
Yeah.
You know, that we all have, and it scrapes off, and we eat it, and our eggs and stuff like that.
That's weird that you mentioned that, because I got a text from my sister Barb, who lives in Atlanta, listens online.
Yeah.
And she said that she noticed and didn't realize that a case of floss that she had an expiration date on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So many things have
expiration. And now that she's heard this story, she's freaking out and going through all this floss. And
well, yeah. I mean, luckily we're not swallowing it. So, I mean, you know, you might be swallowing the stuff in it, but you're not eating the floss.
She had 11 cases. Jeez. 11 of those little cases.
Barb, what are you? Wow. Okay.
Are you hoarding the cases of floss?
Case of, the Armageddon? Jeez. Jeez.
Who has floss?
Yeah.
Barton. I do. She does. You're right, Dyer.
The whole family. FDA says, yeah, just be cautious. Routine food inspections have stopped.
Why?
Because of the government shutdown.
Ew.
700 federal employees have now started a GoFundMe page, or GoFundMe pages, I should say, in order to maybe get something while they're not working.
Oh.
And some of the FDA workers are involved. But yeah, there are no food inspections going on right now. So be careful. It affects a lot of things that you don't know it affects.
Yeah.
So I suppose cautious.
And boil everything.
Yes, that's right.
Like the old days.
Yes, boil it all.
Okay.
And here, maybe something a little happy for you. A new study figured out exactly when beer o'clock is.
Okay.
The consensus is, with all the facts and figures, it's at 6:31 p.m. on Friday. That's tomorrow. 6:31 p.m. In other words, right during happy hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 6:31 p.m. tomorrow, that is beer o'clock. I suppose it could be rum o'clock if you want, Mike.
I prefer.
Or whatever. You wine o'clock for me, you know. Mimosa o'clock, whatever you want to call it, people. Doesn't matter. Daiquiri o'clock. That's hard to say, but there you go.
6:31. All right, tomorrow.
So don't start before that.
You sure?
You're so cute. Yes.
I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, sure. 3:31 then. You can get started.
All right, thank you.
It is Thursday. A few things you should know.
Last hour talking about, you know, people trying to break into your car. You going up to the wrong car.
Yeah.
Sticking with the theme. Here's what we want to know this morning. Are there people that you work with, maybe you have friends, or even family members, that you won't drive with? For the basic fact, you're scared.
Yeah.
You fear for your life when they're driving. I got to tell you, he's not in here now. We had some corporate types here for CES, and we all went out to lunch, and John goes, well, I'll drive.
Right.
So we all hopped in the car, and I'm sitting in the back with Chris, the other PD from the other station down the hall. And all of a sudden, John gets a little frustrated because he's behind the slow driver or something like that. Hits the gas on his car. I swear to God, we physically went back.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Chris looked at me and I I got a feeling, Carla.
Wow.
I would never drive with him again.
Oh, that's hilarious. And, you know, usually when you have people in the car, you're a little more careful.
Right.
Right.
Than you are when you drive by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I just do a lot of yelling.
Is there somebody you won't drive with? Like me, I won't drive with my daughter, Nicole.
Right.
Kelly is fine.
Right.
I would never get in a car.
Boy.
Love her to death. Would never get into a car if she's behind the wheel.
I wish I don't know if there's anybody I will actually not drive with. I don't think so. Most of my friends are really good drivers. I might be the one that they wouldn't drive with. That
I've
could
driven
very
with
well
you.
Be. Oh, please stop. Stop that. Don't even give me that. I've driven with you. And I will say, let me tell the city this about Mike O'Brien. You're a good driver.
Thank you.
But you do that drafting, and it kind of scares
me. Some people call it tailgating. It's drafting.
Yeah, you glide.
Right.
You glide very smoothly, but it's oh, geez, we are shifting. We're over there now. We're over there. But you do it safely.
Thank you.
You do it safely. But I think anyone who just drove with you for the first time may say, whoa, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
But he is an experienced drafter or drifter glider or whatever you call
it. Safe glider.
Yes, he's a safe glider.
Anybody else? They have that. You have that person within your family, maybe your circle of friends, maybe you work with. That given the second chance, no, I am not getting in a car with this person because they are nuts when they get behind a wheel.
Yeah, who is it?
702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:37. John Schaefer is now here, and we'll get to news in just a couple of minutes.
All right.
Talking about those people that you're afraid to drive with?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, come on. Nothing happened on the way to or from lunch yesterday.
Well, John, don't worry about it because Chris says, this is pretty funny, I gave my nephew a ride to work the other day, and he says, boy, you sure do a lot of yelling when you drive.
Yeah.
Didn't realize realize that. So apparently when I drive alone, I'm yelling at all the cars and other drivers. But it's the first time somebody pointed it out to me. Now, I can't say the name on this person. But they say that my mother, I can't get into a car with her. I'd rather walk. She won't even drive the speed limit. Puts the brakes on way too much. And don't even get me started on her freeway driving. And by the way, she listens to you guys every morning. So no names if you read this on the air.
I don't want to say what kind of car John has. It's a sporty car.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
And it's a very fast car.
You have
to. And accelerates very quickly.
Right. And I learned yesterday it also doesn't fit normal-sized people in the back seat very well.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, that's
funny.
I've
been to a chiropractor twice yesterday alone.
That's funny. Morgan said, I don't like driving with my mother. She drives so slow. But I feel like I may be the one that people don't want to ride with. I have a tendency to get a little loud or vocal or get really into the music on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then, but I'll get right back to yelling at someone once the song is over.
Shayla just texted our promotion director.
Yeah.
She goes, my mother won't drive with me. I've driven with Shayla. She has a lot of stuff going on.
She does. Yes,
and,
she does.
And I've seen her drive because I've pulled up next to her in the station vehicle. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's on her phone. She's
There's a lot of things. Look up.
Going on. Marissa, what about you?
Well, it's not really scary. I consider myself a good driver, but I do not drive slow. I cannot drive slow.
Yeah.
I'm not safe when I drive slow. I used to drive motorcycles, so I calculate very good how to go between cars. So I like to, I cannot stand being behind people.
Uh-huh.
And I drive good, but I just do whatever I have to do to drive.
Yeah.
I like to drive. I like speed. So, and I love cars.
Wow.
So people, even when I had to shop for cars, they tell me, don't you ever buy a sport car?
Yeah.
Because I like to drive. So people get scared. Where's she going? What are you doing? And I'm safe, but they're scared. I don't go with you again.
What do you drive, Maritza?
A Mustang convertible.
Oh, okay. Well, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Maritza's got a big muscle car. Yeah.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. One more call about who you're afraid to drive with.
Yes.
And John's on the phone. John, who is it?
Me. I'm that guy.
John doesn't even like driving with himself.
So I got a story for you. I was dating my girlfriend, who's now my wife at the time, and she asked me to pick up her mother and take her somewhere. I gladly did, trying to impress the girl. We eventually got married, even though this happened. We still got married. But so I took her mother across town from one location to another, got out, nice to give you a ride and be your chauffeur. It was a great trip. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Found out from my girlfriend later. She left fingerprints in the dashboard and a puddle in the seat. She was so scared.
Oh, my
driving
God.
Driving with me in the way that I drove.
Oh, my God.
And she still married you.
Yeah.
And she's still married.
Well, you never have to drive your mother-in-law around, do you?
I do, but I drive much differently. It's much more along the lines of, you drive nicer when you have someone else in the car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me now. Yeah.
Maybe John Schaefer needs to take notice.
He might want to check his back seat. There might be a few puddles from yesterday. Great story. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Go Knights, go.
You're welcome, guys. Go Knights, go.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Still have a couple of minutes left to text that word flip. Is it flip? Flip.
Yep, flip.
Still have a few minutes. Text the word. No, not text. I'm sorry. Enter it through the KKLZ app and or through the KKLZ website, 96.3KKLZ.com. That's it. I was thinking about people texting in.
Still, oh, gosh. Oh, jeez.
Shayla just texted me. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no.
I'm driving people around from corporate.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to.
No.
She goes, don't worry. They kept talking.
Oopsie.
Turned it down.
She's a great driver. Shayla.
Wow. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the low 60s. Same for tomorrow. I can take this.
Yeah.
It's only about 44 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
You won't believe who cannot find a date for the award show season.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk more about that, other stories.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Fine. finally, sing-along screenings of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody will take place at 750 theaters across the country this weekend. The lyrics will be, you know, on the screen. You can sing along like they did with Mamma Mia. That, I think, would be fun. Unless you're, you know, in front of that person who can't really sing.
Yeah. I can't read.
Yes, exactly. That would be a blast. Couple of pops and go on.
Mama!
Yeah.
I'm going to kill the person. Wow.
Scaramouche! Scaramouche!
That would be, I would love to record that.
I know.
Morning, we got to get out to a theater and record something like that.
I'm going
to
see where they're showing it because I would like to just get sound from that. And if there's one here showing it, I definitely am going to go.
All right.
Mick Jagger says he's having a blast writing new music. He said it's going good, lots of new stuff. He says, I like the writing process. You always think the last thing you wrote is really great, and sometimes it's really not as you move along. But he said, I just really love it, and I'm just enjoying writing new music even today. Good for God, they just don't stop.
No.
You know? And Life and Style Weekly magazine, I'm just reporting this because I think it's a crock of poo. Jennifer Aniston, she's just hoping to find a date for the awards show season, Mike. She's dreading the thought of walking the red carpet alone. But she knows whoever she takes, the gossip will be relentless.
Yeah.
But she says she's fine with that. She figures that people will talk either way if she goes alone or if she takes someone. So she might as well give them something to talk about.
Poor Jennifer.
Jennifer, call me, okay? You want to give them something to talk about? How about you call me? All right, put your arm in mine and we'll walk down the red carpet, okay?
Of love.
Yeah, maybe I'll go viral, okay? Maybe I'll go viral instead of bacterial for once.
Who was the short little woman she was with?
I don't know, but she had a great personality.
She seemed a lot of fun. They seemed to hit it off.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Cox Business cares about you because your business isn't small to them. Visit coxbusiness.com today. 96.3 KKLB.
Mike and Carlin. By the way, Carla, I just checked your doorbell video and the guy's still out there. From yesterday, licking the doorbell.
Over and again.
Sounds pretty good.
I want to kiss you all over.
Till when?
Dun, dun, dun. The night closes in.
I so want to meet this guy.
I don't know if you check your video every once in a while. I want to keep up on
my ring.
I don't want to see anything happen to you. You know what I mean? 96.3 KKLZ took the test, became an American citizen.
Yeah.
So he's American now.
Yeah, he sure is.
8:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I don't know if it's the best time. We don't have any government, Billy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, your certificate's not going to come in the mail anytime soon.
No, exactly.
Congratulations.
Nobody can stamp it. Jeez.
Maybe it's good that he took the test early.
Yes, that's
right. Get that out of the way. Pair of tickets for John Fogerty, my 50-year trip inside the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. This show is in April. It's from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Here we go. It's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road.
Seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold.
No, things got bad, things got worse.
I guess you will know the tune.
All right, there you go. All you have to do is identify by title that John Fogerty song.
Yeah.
Those lyrics are from. Now, I would ask John, but I can tell by his face.
I already know that he doesn't know.
Exactly. Still mad about the driving thing.
Boy. Oh, come on.
Listen, you didn't even hear poor Shayla. We got her in trouble.
You know, you always forget who's listening or who might be listening.
Yes, exactly.
At a specific time. But, all right, if you want it again, here it goes one more time.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road.
Seeking my fame and fortune. Looking for a pot of gold.
No, things got bad, things got worse.
I guess you will know the tune.
All right, all you have to do again is identify by title the song those lyrics are from after we get through news and weather. Starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving giving you a chance to win those tickets for John Fogerty with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road,
seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold.
No, things got bad, things got worse.
I guess you will know the tune.
Got Oscar on the phone. Oscar, can you identify that song by title from the lyrics?
Lodi.
Yeah, you know, there
we'll
you
give
go.
It to you. Yes.
Yeah, why not? You know, a lot of people don't know that. If you aren't from California or that area, yeah.
Stuck in Lodi. There you go.
And let me tell you something. I was once.
You were stuck in Lodi?
Yeah. My fan broke on my car. I was driving through California like midnight. It was awful. Awful. No disrespect to Lodi. It was just an awful experience.
For any of those people listening from that fine community.
Yeah, good wines, though.
You got the tickets. John Fogerty, my 50-year trip. Encore Theater, awesome. Wynn Las Vegas in April. Hang on the line. Thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Looking to do a little shopping this weekend. Right at your fingertips, KKLZ logo store. You know, we have hoodies, tees, tanks, and more. Just text the word SHOP to 702-739-9636 for all the details.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by WGU, Nevada, online and nonprofit. WGU is a new kind of you. Does your pet have a New Year's resolution? Well, according to a new survey, 48% of dog owners, 27% of cat owners made a resolution for their pet this year. So it's not the pet that actually, a dog or cat that has it. It's the pet owner that made it for the animal.
Okay.
The most common ones are exercising more, trying new activities, and losing weight.
Okay.
So.
For your pet.
Good luck to the animals.
Okay, then.
Here's a public service announcement. There's a movement right now for women to stop shaving all over their body for the entire month of January, and they're calling it Januhairy.
Okay, I can get into that.
And they're raising money.
Why not?
It's all about charity.
Yeah,
so
they're raising
money for, it's like Movember.
Yes, yeah.
You know, when guys grow beards and stuff like that. Now, for the women, you have Januhairy.
Yeah.
Is that something that...
they should just rename it No Date January, I think. Wow. Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you.
How long could you go without
Sasquatch.
Shaving?
I shave every single day. Every single day. I just don't know that I...
Now, is that a lot for a woman every day?
No, a lot of women in the winter, they scale back a little bit
because
they're wearing more clothes. Yeah, exactly. From like the mid-thigh up, they look like Sasquatch. But most women are like every other day or so. But but I'm Italian, if you didn't know.
Morty, did you know she's Italian?
Know.
Well, you do now, my friend. Hey, Ashley Keister is her name. She called 911 on herself because she had a crush on a cop. She met him when he arrested her last year, harassed him with all these social media messages. So she called, and he didn't come out.
Uh-oh.
And when he didn't show up, she broke into the police station, and, she was arrested again.
Does that approach work? Normally, 9 times out of 10.
You know what? She'll be seeing a lot more of him now.
Maybe she was the exception to the rule. I don't know.
She's in, Mayberry Jail. Jeez.
Yeah.
And a woman in Scotland. Ooh, this is unfortunate. Prescribed erectile dysfunction cream instead of eye cream because of her doctors. And this happens a lot. His bad handwriting. They thought it was something else. That's why now they print them. Yes. Well, exactly. Her eyelids are not droopy anymore. I'll tell you that. They are happy and they're just there. Woo. Gosh.
Always looks like she's sleeping.
Yeah.
I know some people that actually want to use that.
Yes. Because I don't know if it works or not, but I guess
wow.
So. Are you talking about for the eyes, Morty? Yeah. Or are you just talking about
that too?
Anything else?
Whatever. If it doesn't droop, I'll use it. Sure. Put it on my ass. Go back there. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
a sweet story. We've talked about this before. A 93-year-old Petersburg, Iowa man, Ray Schmucker, recently really happy after his missing wedding ring was found, Mike, inside of a 1972 Oldsmobile. Now, he lost the ring in the early 70s.
Wow.
Apparently, a mechanic was working on it and saw something. He said it looked like a little shiny donut or something, yeah, and reached over, and by God, it was a wedding ring. And he called. It was the guy's daughter who brought the car in.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, he said, I was thrilled because my wife was pretty broken up about me losing it. So she went right into town the next day, came home with another wedding ring.
Oh, I bet.
And looked very similar to the one that I lost, but that was the original. So he was very happy to get it back. It was a guy he sold the car to as well and was working on it. And so, like, 5 decades later, he got his wedding ring back. Woo! She's probably still saying, well, you know what? Maybe you should have taken it off when you were working on the car, mister.
I was just thinking the same thing after how many decades.
I know.
Finally put that argument to rest.
We're good at not letting things go. That's for sure.
Good story, though. Good story. Yes. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the website, 96.3kklz.com. Go directly to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. I wish you could collect $200.
I know.
We'd love to hear your story.
Thank you to the ladies who also shave, by the way.
Yes.
Appreciate that. I'm not the only Italian woman who shaves every day. Good.
I think you shave more than me.
I know. You and Morty both said that. Like, really?
Well, he actually has facial hair.
So. Well, yeah. Okay. All
right. Can't even do that.
Maybe now this year you guys do the shave.
Mike, do you swim? Are you a swimmer? No. You just can't grow hair on steel. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that by downloading a podcast of the condensed version of this show, which, by the way, flies by. Mistake-free. Entertainment news, interviews, and a lot more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush, she is ready to rock, and she'll have another code word for you. Put $1,000 in your pants, qualify you and everybody else who takes that code word, enters it through the free KKLZ app and on our website within that 15 minutes for the 10K payday grand prize. So make sure you listen to her, and she'll keep you company throughout the entire workday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.